Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. They're happy, happy. Amen. Yes. Well, it starts out with Dr. Barclay for a minute telling a story, and then it'll go to Brother Richard.
All right, that's good. Here we go. Whenever you're ready, I'll talk until I see it pop up on the screen. Beautiful day here in North Dakota.
Here we go.
Healing in your right eardrum. Just stand up right now. You're going to find healing is coming into your ear right now, even as we start. Right here being healed right now in Jesus' name. Father.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, that was awesome, wasn't it? Really awesome. I hope you all received a healing or know that you are already in the process of receiving that healing. That is just amazing. I know we ran quite a bit over, but I believe it was truly worth it. And anyone that had to leave early, we understand that too. So quickly, it looks like Pastor has been in and out of signal here. So I'm just going to go ahead and we'll receive communion together. If you want to take this minute to get your communion elements together while I get the prayers pulled up. We like to put the prayers up on the screen so that we can pray them out loud together. So there we go with that. And I want to invite anyone that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We're first going to pray the prayer of salvation. And I'll put that up on the screen too. We'll pray it together out loud. And we implore you, receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior now. And then we will help you know how to walk out this Christian life. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. It could be within the next 10 seconds. It could be 100 years from now. We don't know, but we must be prepared. This changes your eternity. So it's a decision you need to be making. And like I said, our contact information will be available in the bottom of YouTube after the program. You can go to our website, which is samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith webpage. Our contact information is there. We can help answer any questions that you have about this and how to walk out your new Christian life. And we would be glad to do that. So, first, I'm going to read the verses of Scripture out of the Bible that pertain to the communion. They're found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I know it's in my Bible, too. And I will find it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're going to start at verse 23. I'll read these verses and then we'll pray the prayer of salvation together. Pastor was with us. I think I already said that, in a bad signal area. So he'll pop back in if he's able before we're done. So here we go. I have handed down to you what the Lord himself came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. The same night in which he was handed over, he took bread and he gave thanks. Then he distributed it to the disciples and said, take it and eat your fill. It is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He did the same thing with the cup of wine after supper and said, this cup seals the new covenant with my blood. Drink it, and whenever you drink this, do it in remembrance of me. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are retelling the story, proclaiming the Lord's, our Lord's death until he comes. For this reason, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in a wrong spirit will be guilty of dishonoring the body and blood of the Lord. So let each individual first evaluate his own attitude and only then eat the bread and drink the cup. For continually eating and drinking with a wrong spirit will bring judgment upon yourself by not recognizing the body and the blood of Jesus. This insensitivity is why many of you are weak, chronically ill, and some even dying. If we have examined ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, it's the Lord's training so that we will not be condemned along with the world. So then, my fellow believers, when you assemble as one to share a meal, show respect for one another and wait for all to be served. If you're that hungry, eat at home first. This is the Passion Translation, and they're kind of blunt in this translation sometimes, but that is what it means. Don't be. We all partake together. So when you gather together, you'll not bring judgment upon yourself. And there were the verses pertaining. And now we're going to go to the prayer of salvation. Please pray this from the very depths of your heart, knowing this will change your entire life and your eternity, and only for the better. No decision made for the Lord can be bad in any way in your life. I know so many people fear that, thinking, oh my goodness, I don't want this to change and I don't want that to change. There is no change that won't be welcomed by your heart and your spirit and soul as you make it. It's the most beautiful, wonderful decision you can make in your life. So anyways, here we go. I'm going to put this prayer up. And like I say all the time, even if you've prayed this 1,000 times, it is still a wonderful, refreshing to your spirit and soul to pray it again, and there is no harm in doing that. So here we go, the prayer of salvation. And again, pray this from the very depths of your heart. I thank you, God my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, We are glad, the community of faith. We're so happy to say welcome to the family of God and welcome to the kingdom of God. And as I said, please get a hold of us. We'd love to know you made this decision. We'd love to help you walk out your new life. And we are here every day. Monday through Friday, we're here every morning for a prayer program. From what time are we here? We're here at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern. Every evening we're here at 7 o'clock Monday through Saturday, and then we have this program here today at 11 at on Sunday at 11 Central, 12 o'clock Eastern. I hope I made that clear. If not, that also is in the notes in the bottom of the YouTube program. So anyways, welcome to the kingdom of God, and we will be here for you. So now I'm going to pull up the communion prayers so that we can pray them together. This is our new covenant worship communion prayer, and we can pray it out loud together. Here we go. Actually, now that I think about it, first let's bless and sanctify our elements. Lift up your elements, and we say, Father, we thank you for this time of communion with you. We thank you for these communion elements, and we bless them and sanctify them in Jesus' name for this time of communion with you, Lord. Now, here we go with the prayers. Whoop. Here we go. New covenant worship. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of all you did for me. Now let's pray this out loud. This is the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for your body broken for us. Thank you for everything you suffered for us, Lord. And now let's lift up our wine. Whoops. Hold on. We have a crazy highlighter again. I don't know what caused it to do this, but here we go. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood shed for us. And now, at this point, Pastor will usually sing to you. I probably won't. However, when the disciples left and with Jesus, they sang a hymn. It is believed that this hymn is Psalm 118. So I'll be glad to read that to you. Here we go. This is the glorious Thanksgiving, a praise psalm. Keep on giving your thanks to God, for he is good. Constant tender love lasts forever. Let all his princely people sing. His constant tender love lasts forever. Let all his holy priests sing. His constant tender love lasts forever. Let all his lovers who bow low before him sing. His constant tender love lasts forever. Out of my deep anguish and pain I prayed. And God, you helped me as a father who came to my rescue and broke open the way into a beautiful and broad place. Now I know, Lord, that you are for me, and I will never fear what can man do to me, for you stand beside me as my hero who rescues me. I've seen with my own eyes the defeat of my enemies. I've triumphed over them all. Lord, it is so much better to trust in you to save me than to put my confidence in someone else. Yes, it is so much better to trust in the Lord to save me than to put my confidence in celebrities. Amen. Once I was hemmed in and surrounded by those who don't love you, but by Yahweh's supernatural power, I overcame them all. Yes, they surrounded me like a swarm of killer bees swirling around me. I was trapped like one trapped by a raging fire. I was surrounded with no way out and at the point of collapse, but by Yahweh's supernatural power, I overcame them all. They pushed me right up to the edge, and I was ready to fall, but you helped me to triumph, and together we overcame them all. Lord, you are my true strength and my glory song, my champion, my savior. The joyful songs I now sing will be sung again in the hearts and homes of all your devoted lovers. My loud shouts of victory will echo throughout the land. For Yahweh's right hand conquers valiantly. The right hand of Yahweh exalts. The right hand of Yahweh will never fail. You will not let them kill me, but I will live to tell the world what the Lord has done for me. Yes, the Lord punished me as I deserved, but he'll never give me over to death. Swing wide, you gates of righteousness, and let me pass through, and I will enter into God's presence to worship only him. I found the gateway to God, the pathway to his presence for all his devoted lovers. I will offer all my loving praise to you, and I thank you so much for answering my prayer and bringing me salvation. The very stone the masons rejected as flawed has turned out to be the most important capstone of the arch, holding up the very house of God. The Lord himself is the one who has done this, and it's so amazing, so marvelous to see. This is the very day the Lord brings gladness and joy, filling our hearts with glee. Oh God, please come and save us again. Bring us your breakthrough victory. Blessed is this one who comes to us, the one the sent one of the Lord. And from within the temple, we cry, we bless you. For the Lord our God has brought us his glory light. I offer him my light of joyous sacrifice. Tied tightly to your altar, I will bring you praise. For you are the God of my life, and I lift you high, exalting you to the highest place. So let's keep on giving thanks to our God, for he is so good. His constant, tender love lasts forever. Amen. Amen. And that is the song or psalm that they were believed to have sang on their way out of the temple. And welcome back. Maybe he can't. Pastor did pop back in. I saw him here. He may not be in an area of signal. So we thank you again for joining us today. I hope you really enjoyed this message. What a powerful, powerful healing anointing God has given on the Roberts family. And we thank you, Father, for it. And we thank them for being willing to take the anointing God has given it and change the world with it. And that's what we all endeavor to do. So thank you for being with us. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for our morning prayer program, and we'd love to have you join us. Have a great day. God bless you all. Oh, you'll have to go back and rewatch it. This was awesome. Yeah. Anything else to say before I close us out here? Richard, it's good to see you this morning. So happy you're here. God bless you. Yeah. Wow, you got some road. Oh, yes, right. You're by the park, aren't you? So there is road construction there, yeah. Oh, here, let me turn off my video so they get a bigger picture. Yeah, we really can't see very well. Well, I can't on my computer screen, maybe. Have a good day. Thank you, Father. I wonder if you can hear me. Bless everyone.